High school sports, Monmouth University sports, and the Lakewood Blue Claws on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network.
And our Shore Conference tournament coverage made possible by Ocean First Bank, taking care of Jersey Shore neighbors since 1902 with extraordinary community banking.
That first Lakewood Blue Claws game, by the way, that we were just talking about, April 4th, a Thursday in Lakewood against Kannapolis, 6:35, first pitch. Are you an opening day guy at Lakewood?
I traditionally do go to opening day. I don't think I've missed one yet.
28-24.
I might be the only non-Blue Claw employee who was actually at the first game in Blue Claw history in Kannapolis, North Carolina.
Did you travel down there?
I did travel down there. The radio station sent me down.
28-24. Here's the story that we've talked about all day. The shooting percentage for both of these teams, neither very good. Lakewood at 33%. Point Beach at 28%. 3 of 12 from the outside for the Gulls and 2 of 8 for Lakewood. Mind you, both of these teams like to shoot the ball from three-point range.
The Beach was 5 for 11, though, in that third quarter, which is a torrid pace based on the first half.
Point Beach starts with a ball here. They go back to their starting five. Yule looking to go against Watson. Yates, Farrell, Kennedy, and Calzanetti. Farrell against Beverett. Off on the right perimeter by Yule. Calzanetti flip into the corner for Farrell. Backdoor alley-oop feed for Yule. Couldn't hang on to it. The pass was a little high. It would have been a sure dunk. Instead, out of bounds and over to Lakewood.
Yeah, it was set up just perfectly. Everything but the pass.
Watson, Craddock, Beverett, Diawara, and Davis continue to be the five on the floor for Lakewood.
Three possessions in a row. The Beach could have cut it within two.
Offensive foul. Diawara driving down the left side of the lane. Calzanetti posted up there. Three now on... No, I'm sorry. First on Diawara. Second team foul.
So this will be the fourth time in a row now. The Beach has come down. The score has not changed. It's been 28-24 with a chance to get within two. Got a little sweat on the floor.
Quick stoppage in play as it'll get mopped up. 7:22 remaining in the fourth quarter. Lakewood 28, Point Beach 24.
Good job done by event staff.
Wait, I got a mop too? Hold on a second. You usually have kids that do that at the Monmouth games. Farrell walks it up court against Beverett. Full court pressure by Beverett. He is a tough defender. Yule will give off to Farrell. This time gets the first step around Beverett. Ran into Watson, though. Couldn't get the shot to go. Loose ball deflected. And it will be Lakewood basketball.
I think Farrell could have gone up with the shot from the get-go. He tried to do a hesitation, and kind of a stop and go back up, and it just did not work.
Beverett this time walks it up court. It'll be picked up by Yates. Both teams have played man-to-man for the entire game. Kennedy tries for the steal against Craddock. It'll be Lakewood basketball here as Kennedy touched it but was out of bounds. Beverett goes away from the screen, moving to his left. Hangs in the air. Diawara picks up the loose ball and lays it up and in. Make it 30-24 now in favor of Lakewood. Yule skipping inside. Calzanetti, tough fall away going baseline against Diawara. Didn't get it to go. That's a big part of Point Beach's offense, the feed to Calzanetti that has not worked all afternoon.
Hey, he's only got one basket. 2 points this afternoon.
Beverett against Yates. Crossover to his left. Good defense. Farrell, help side, poked it away. Beach in transition. Farrell for Kennedy. One dribble, stop and pop from the right side. Off the mark. Yule with the offensive rebound goes left to right. Missing once. Missed the tip in, but was fouled off the tip. And we'll go to the line for two, where Point Beach on the afternoon is 3 of 9 from the stripe. 2 of 4 so far for Yule.
Matt, how about the lift Yule got, though, on that offensive rebound? I mean, he went over Watson like he wasn't even there. He is so athletic.
Second on Watson, third team foul on Lakewood. Yule this time makes the free throw. 5 for the game. Second one coming up. On the way. Way too strong. Watson and Davis come together and took a step. So it's a travel on Lakewood. And Point Beach will get it back. Here comes Malik Mendez into the game for the first time in a while. He'll take out Eric Davis. Point Beach here can cut it to 3 or 2. Farrell feeding in. Yates gets it. Tripped on his way through the lane. No contact. Here's Mendez. One-on-one with Knievy. Missed the layup from the left side. Loose ball out of bounds. It'll be Point Beach basketball.
I think Mendez would have been wise that time to pull it back. He really didn't have numbers there. He was kind of like 1 on 2 or 3.
Farrell again checked by Beverett. All the way up court. Breaks the timeline, flipping off to the right for Yates. Yates off the screen and roll for Calzinetti. Didn't really see it. Watson deflected into the air, and it's taken down by Lakewood. Too many turnovers.
So many errant passes. Just unbelievable.
Diawara up high, played by Yule. Good matchup. Diawara trying to get around him. Yule poked it away, but out of bounds. It will be Lakewood ball right at the scorer's table. 5 minutes remaining in the fourth. Beverett handling it between the circles. Now drifts off to his left. Yates comes a step closer. Dangerous because Beverett so fast can go around just about anybody. Mendez looking to penetrate here. Ran into Calzinetti. And the ball going out of bounds. Mendez a little out of control in that possession.
I think they're going to get him out of the game. Randy Holmes not exactly thrilled with some of Mendez's decision-making there. He'll bring Eric Davis back in. Davis has played well off the bench with 7.
Fourth quarter action here from the MAC at Monmouth. 4.5 minutes to go. Lakewood up by 5. Farrell bumped a couple of times. Frees himself open for a jumper right side. No good. Calzinetti had his putback partially blocked. Beach gets the loose ball, however. Farrell weaves his way through traffic. In trouble, and then really gets bailed out on a blocking foul inside. He was in no man's land. It'll be a
Craddock's
non-shooting foul on Craddock's. His third.
Diawara, they called it on Diawara. His second.
Fourth team foul. Farrell will put it in play. Baseline left. Way up top for Yates. Yates was open for a second, and he can't shoot from the outside. Now it's Knievy trying to set the offense as he will dribble to his right. Right wing pass for Farrell. Skip for Yates. Little weave set up. Knievy had a screen for a second. Instead, will hold the ball. Try to spin against Davis. The kick for Yates, left corner. Feeding inside Calzinetti. Another deflective ball. Lakewood so active with their hands. They don't make passing lanes very easy.
And yet the Beach keeps trying to throw those passes, and they keep getting turnovers.
30-25 with 3:35 remaining in the fourth. There goes Diawara leaving inside. Craddock's there. Farrell harassing him. Out of bounds. Last touch by Craddock's. And back to Point Beach. We've hit another scoring drought here as in the fourth quarter.
We're right across the Lakewood bench. I'm looking at Randy Holmes. He's got this exasperated look like, what are we doing here?
It is 2-1 in the fourth quarter in favor of Lakewood. Here's the feed down low for Calzinetti. Point Beach just having to work so hard to get anything open offensively. Knievy on the drive. We'll get back to Farrell. Timeout taken by Nick Catania. We will keep it right here. with 3:06 to go in the fourth. Lakewood 30, Point Beach 25.
There's sports fun for all at Good Sports. Join their leagues and clinics for all ages in their newly expanded turf arena. Ask about Good Sports birthday parties too. Good Sports on Route 138 in Wall. Call 732-681-8898 or visit GoodSportsUSA.com.
Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams, 3:06 remaining here in the fourth quarter. If you wanted offense, this has not been for you.
Turn your dial. It's been a lot of brickwork. And Matt, honestly, I think it's been more the turnovers. The turnovers have just been dreadful.
29 combined turnovers between the two teams. Beach gets it off the timeout with 3 minutes remaining. They're still within striking distance. Lakewood looking to win their eighth Shore Conference championship. And ultimately, say what you want, nobody will care from Lakewood if they win ugly.
Nope.
Yates, a step back from the left elbow. Handing off for Farrell. There's Beverett. Farrell weaves through two. Hanging runner in the lane, no good. Got his own rebound back. Stop and pop from the left baseline off the mark. And Davis this time with the rebound. Lakewood will slowly bring it up court with 2:25 left in the fourth, and the Piners up by five.
I would be thinking that Lakewood's in no hurry.
Diawara changes that, and he'll go glass with a drive down the right side. I guess unless you make it. Diawara's got 10, and the Piner lead back to 7 as we come up on 2 minutes remaining. Knievy spinning, goes in the lane, and gets a tough shot to go. 8 points now for Knievy, 32-27, Lakewood leads.
Basket by P.J. Knievy.
Diawara weaves his way through traffic. Craddock's inside, count it, and the foul. It'll be charged to Farrell, who will get his third, team's third.
Second personal foul, third team foul on our connect goals. Basket score by number 13, Jared Craddock. He now has
Craddock to the line. Trying to complete the three-point play. Steps up and misses the free throw. 34-27. Farrell. Point Beach got to get something going here quick. The way that they've scored today, they can't hold to hang on to it. Farrell tried to go around Beverett. Was able to, but not easy. Yule weaving his way from right to left. Knievy trying to go one-on-one against Davis down the right side of the lane. He's fouled on his way up. And will step to the free throw line with the clock stopped, which benefits Point Beach. Davis is second. Team's fifth. Knievy so far from the line 0 of 2. First free throw here rattles home. 7 points for Knievy. 34-28 Lakewood. Second one coming up. No good. Off the mark. Watson with the rebound. Full court pressure here by Point Beach. And we'll have a foul on the goals on Calzanetti, who didn't like the call.
I think Calzanetti thought he traveled before he fouled him.
Second one on Calzanetti, fourth team foul. And another timeout taken by Point Beach. 1:17 to go here in the fourth. Lakewood 34, Point Beach 28. We step out for 30 seconds. Back with more of the Shore Conference Final on the Shore Sports Network.
There's great family fun at the Penalty Box Cafe at the Jersey Shore Arena in Farmingdale. Every Wednesday night from 5 to 8 p.m. and every Friday and Saturday night from 7:30 to 10:30, get unlimited laser tag for just $10 per person. Planning a birthday party for your kids? Have a laser tag party. They'll get arcade tokens, unlimited pizza, soft drinks, make your own sundaes, plus laser tag. Check out PenaltyBoxCafe.com for more information. Located at Jersey Shore Arena on Wyckoff Road in Farmingdale.
High school sports, Monmouth University sports, and the Lakewood Blue Claws on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network.
1:17 to go here in the fourth quarter. Lakewood 34, Point Beach 28. It'll be Lakewood basketball off of a foul and then a subsequent timeout taken by the Gulls. Two possession game right now. Team foul situation. Lakewood with five. Point Beach with four. Point Beach will try for some pressure here off the inbounds. Look for a steal if they can. Craddock's putting it in. Diawara able to get it. Now it's Beverett. And a foul called on Yates. Contact foul. Second on Yates. Fifth team foul on Point Beach.
Left corner number 24, Noah Yates. His second personal foul. Fifth team foul on the running goals.
Craddock's again putting it in. Davis was fouled off the inbound.
Cross hold of number three, Max Farrell, is third personal.
It'll be on Farrell. His third, sixth team foul now on Point Beach. One more. Lakewood will go to the line. We'll have it before the ball is even put on play. Noah Yates will commit it. Yates is third, seventh team foul. So here we go with some foul shots. Good maybe for Point Beach if that's their strategy. Bad because Tyrese Beverett shoots him at a pretty good clip.
Yeah.
4 of 4 so far today.
And one.
First one, of course, back rim, no good. Great strategy from Point Beach. Farrell in transition, trying to get it going. Knievy will get the kickout pass. The three, off the mark. Farrell gets the loose ball back. Hesitation move against Beverett, who commits a foul on Farrell. Third on Beverett, just the 16 foul. Non-shooting type on Lakewood. 59 seconds to go. Piners 34, Point Beach 28.
16 foul on Lakewood.
Farrell will put the ball in play. On the baseline. Yule will hand back to Farrell. Right corner three. Hangs up in the air and drops in. Timeout taken. That was a big one. As when it was shot, I don't think it had a prayer. Raised the rim and took that high hop and then bounced back in. Full timeout by Point Pleasant Beach. 52 seconds remaining here. Farrell with 12 points to lead Point Beach. We'll keep it here. Kevin, you know, obviously the strategy here for Lakewood is make sure you get the ball inbounds because you know you're going to get fouled. Lakewood has no reason to shoot the ball for the remaining part of the game.
And I think what the goals have to do is try and keep it out of the hands of Tyrese Beverett. I know he just missed the free throw before, but he's not the guy you want to send to the line in a clutch situation if you're Point Beach. So try and force the ball in somewhere else and a quick foul. I think, you know, you have time where you try for the quick steal first. You do that first, but then obviously you can't let too much time go off the clock. Then you take the foul. And really, for the Lakewood, it'll come down to this. Make your free throws. You'll win a Shore Conference tournament title. If you don't, you'll open the door for Point Beach.
51 seconds remaining. Lakewood 34, Point Beach 31. Piners will come out with Davis, Diawara, Beverett, Craddock's, and Watson.
If I told you that Lakewood would have 34 points with 50 seconds left in the game, you would tell me they got blown out of the MAC, right?
You would think. Except if Point Beach shot the ball worse than Lakewood. And they have today. 26% from the field for the Garnet Gulls. Lakewood hitting at 38%. It'll be Davis to put the ball in play. Full court man-to-man pressure shown right now, at least by Point Beach. There's a discussion at the scorer's table. I was going to say, during the timeout, I felt like the clock ran all of a sudden. Even if it was just a second. I thought it was 51.9 when we went into the break. Maybe a button got pushed and it ticked the second off. I would think they're trying to reset it.
There you go. Well, That was supposed to be 51.8. It's 5:18. Point Beecher takes sign for that right now.
There you go. 51.8.
Nice call, Max.
Thanks. Coaches get a quick explanation as to the delay, and we're ready for action here.
It's those kind of pickups that have earned you that New Jersey Sportscaster of the Year award for the third time.
Goes a long way. Beverett has it off the inbound. Breaks the press, throws ahead. Calzinetti, I think, kicked the ball out of bounds.
I thought Tyrese might have gotten away with a walk there.
Well, he definitely got away with a bad decision of trying to hustle the ball up court and making a bad pass. Baseline inbound here for Davis. Looking to throw it in. Tough defense, and Davis will use a timeout. Wisely will use a timeout. 34-31 Lakewood. 30-second timeout.
Coming up at the end of this broadcast, we will have our Klees Ocean Trophies player of the game. Hopefully we'll be able to collar that young man, and as well, hopefully we can